We're going to look at a message this morning that we've touched base on the meaning of it in the past as well. And was aware of that and reminded of the Lord of that, but still felt very strongly by him that this is something that he wanted to have shared. So if I heard him right, then some of us needs to hear what he would have us emphasize this morning. The verse of scripture is in the bulletin this week. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And we're going to break down this verse as we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Scripture starts off by saying, "A testing has not taken you." I'm going to underline the word testing or test. This is a basic word that is found a number of times in the scriptures, but it's not always translated test or testing. Sometimes it's translated temptation, trial, but it is the same word. It's a basic word, and we can do well to understand what the scripture means by the word test. The Lord can allow times of testing in our life. All testing that happens to us that involves what the scripture is talking about is a test of our faith. Whether or not, in a time of testing, we will continue to depend upon Christ and hold on to him, or to turn away from him, take our eyes off of him, and go our own way, to revert into our own selves. Testing is always about our faith. Now, in order to be ready for a test, a time of testing, we need to be prepared. And the way that we're prepared is by walking moment by moment with Christ by faith. If we're not doing that, if you and I are not walking with Christ right now, with the dependence upon him rather than ourselves, we will be unprepared for any testing that allow into our life. And all that testing will do will emphasize to us how ill-prepared we are. It's like being in school and you're going to take a midterm or a final, but you haven't cracked a book or listened to the teacher all the time, and you come to the test, you're not prepared. In order to be ready for the test, you've had to done your homework, you've had to listen to class, you had to do the reading that was assigned to you, and then you can take the test and be ready for it. Times of testing will come to you and I. Some of you know very well what we're talking about. I would say most of you know what we're talking about. By the very fact that you're here, and if you have a heart to follow the Lord and want to live for him, you can probably be assured that there's going to be more times of testing ahead of you. The Lord allows it for our good. And this is a part of what we need to understand about testing. God allows testing in our life. Of course, even by saying God allows testing in our life is going on the assumption that we are following him. If we are not living a life in dependence upon him and walking with the Lord, we're on our own. And what happens to us is on us. We bear the consequences ourselves. Only when we walk with the Lord in dependence upon him can we say, then the Lord may lead us into testing. And when that happens, the Lord always wants it for our good. On the other side of that testing, he wants us to pass that test, and on the other side of it, bottom line, we're going to come out with a deeper faith, which means we're going to be closer to him. We're going to have experienced more of who he is and what he can mean to us on the other side of that testing. And when we get more of a taste of him, a more of an experience of him, on the other side of the testing, it can make all the testing seem that was worth it. That's worth to have that relationship with the Lord. And then we're in a better position to be used by the Lord to help minister to others. One of the ways the Lord gets us where he wants us to be in a relationship with him is through testing. It deepens our faith like nothing else can. And the Lord wants us to pass. He's counting on us to pass, just like a good teacher. Now, there are bad teachers out there that just kind of mess with students on testing. But a good teacher is going to give a test to their students, hoping that they have paid attention, that they have listened to them. And a good teacher wants their students to what? To pass. They want them to pass. And want even the testing to be a part of their learning experience. God is like that. Now, our old creation, our own selves, we may shrink back from testing. We may take the occasion of a difficult time to say, this is the reason why I don't have to walk with the Lord. I don't have to live for Him. I can go my own way because look what happened to me. And so we drift away from the Lord. And there is an enemy to the Lord and there's an enemy to you that would like nothing more than for you to get your eyes off the Lord and go your own way so that He can have His way in your life, which means to call you harm and damage and to make you ill-qualified to be used by the Lord to help anybody else. That, by the way, the pull to fail a test is what some translations translate testing as temptation. It's the negative pull to fail a test. The word in the Bible is test, but the pull to fail the test is temptation. And the temptation at its core, is always to take our eyes off Christ and then we go off and do what we want to do. God's pulling for us to pass the test. Our old creation and the enemy of ours and God is wanting us to fail the test and to drift away from God. Who makes the choice whether we pass or fail? Who has the deciding vote? It's you and me. It's you. You find yourself. You're walking with the Lord. You're depending upon Him, or you're already failed. It's like showing up in class for the first time when it's midterm. You're lost. You might as well just luckily put your name on the top of the page if you dare and turn it in a blank sheet because you're not going to know what the answers are. But if you're walking with the Lord, depending upon Him, and you come to a test, then the Lord is counting upon you to rely upon Him. And as long as you hold to Him, through that testing, you're going to pass and you're going to accomplish and see what God wants you to do. There's one book in the Bible that's given to illustrate this word test and how it is in the Scriptures. There's one book that's been given to us to show what it means. What's the book? The book of Job. There it's played out. Job was allowed to go into testing. God was what? Was God pulling for him? Absolutely. In fact, he was proud of Job. Said, test him all you want. He's not going to lose his faith. He's not going to let go of me. And the enemy, God says, oh, I'll get him to turn from you. I'll get him to curse you to his face. And the battle was on and Job went through severe testing. And this is what we're talking about. Read the book of Job. I know you have. You're familiar with the story. We're talking about testing of our faith. When everything can seem threatened. When our very existence can seem threatened. Our very relationship with God can seem threatened. Our very emotional state and mental well-being can be at stake. It is testing. And we find out where our faith is. And God is counting on us to hold to our faith. Scripture goes on to say, a testing should not take in you. If not, it literally says a human one. A human one. Scriptures is telling us, whatever testing it is, we may feel like we're the only one in the world ever faced anything like this. That's not true. Remember, the foremost attack by the enemy is that he is a what? He's a liar. He's a liar. If whatever we're going through, you can mark it down, someone else has gone through something like it. Some of them may have passed the test and some of them may have failed. But you're not the only one that's gone through what you're going through. Someone else has gone through it. But most importantly, we are to remember this by saying you're going through a human one. What's the most common name or term that Jesus used when referring to himself while he walked this earth? Was it Messiah? Was it Christ? Was it Son of God? Was it any of those terms? The number one term by far that Jesus used of himself while he walked here among us says, I am the Son of Man. Or I am the son of a human. What was he saying? He's saying, I'm just like you. I'm a human being. And he went on to explain to us the only way that he was able to hold on to his divinity, To being like God, was he dependent upon his Father every moment of every day in his life? I've heard it asked. Does Jesus really expect us to depend upon him every moment of our life? The answer is yes, he does. Because that's how he lived. That's why he is the judge of us who belong to him, because we cannot stand before him and say, Lord, it's impossible to live by faith every moment. He will say to us, I am the Son of Man. I am the Son of Human. I did it. I walked that way. And to keep in mind, whatever testing we might go through, whatever testing the Lord might let us pass, he himself went through testing in far greater degree in whatever area it is that he is allowing us to go through. Far greater. The stakes were far greater. What about you and I? We get through a period of testing. Yes, our relationship with the Lord might suffer, and we might be limited what we can do with him. The Lord knew if he took his eye off his Father for one instant, the whole human race would be damned. He carried the weight of the salvation of all of our souls on his back every moment of every day, and in that testing, he never once took his eyes off his Father. And then we read some of the testing that he went through. But the truth is, if the Lord allows us to into testing, it's a human one. And the Lord has walked where you walk. And worse, far worse than anything you will ever know. And he kept his faith. And he wants you to depend upon him to keep yours too. Scripture goes on and says, and God is a faithful one, or a one of faith. God is a one of faith. What's he having faith in? He's having faith in you. He's having faith in you. That's why he allows the testing. He knows on the other end of that testing it's for your good, for your eternal good. He knows that. He doesn't let you go into such testing callously. He knows it's hard. He knows it's going to be all that it's going to be, but he allows you to go through it for your eternal good, and he has faith in you. He's saying, I believe you will not let go of me, and that you will pass the test. Scripture goes on to say, but he will not allow us to be tested beyond what we are having power. Now, Paul, as we should well know from his writings, he's not talking about the power that you and I have. It's the power that we experience of Christ. We have the power in order to pass the test. Not our power, his power. If we depend upon him, we can have his power to pass any test that comes along. We have his power. Just like Jesus depended upon the power of his Father while he walked here to pass any other test. Then this verse finishes up. Listen closely what it says. But he is making with the testing also the stepping out, the escape, the stepping out. That's definite, has a definite article there. The stepping out. So we think, okay. And it's often just the verse, the scriptures have been left there hanging, saying, okay, God's just going to remove us from the testing. Everything is going to be all right. No, listen what it carefully, it's going to make with the testing, the stepping out for the purpose to have power to remain under. That's testing. That's what the scriptures. We, walking along with the Lord, we enter a time of testing. The way to pass the test is to walk through it while never letting go of our faith in him, depending upon him, depending upon him. And it may seem like we're never going to come out of that testing. And in truth, some testing may last until we go to be in his presence. But one day, sooner or later, we're going to step out of that testing and our faith will have deepened and been proven true and tried in the furnace of trial and testing. And our relationship with the Lord will have been enriched beyond what we could ever imagine. The stepping out in testing is to step through it. And in this way, we have His power, His strength, to remain under the testing in order to come out. This is what David was talking about in the 23rd Psalm when he was saying, yea, though I walk through what? A valley of a shadow of death. Or another way that can be translated, a valley of the deepest dark. Yea, though I travel through it. To pull back from the testing, to try to skirt it and go off on our own, is to fail the test. Testing we must go through with Christ. And David said, and I won't be afraid. Why? Because you're with me. He's depending upon the Lord to take him through. And that's what we must do. Whether it's happening to you right now or maybe in the days to come. There are times when the Lord just lifts up Scripture and just says, this is what I have for you right now. I'm going to speak to you right now from this Scripture. It may have had past references. It may have a reference to the future. But also, sometimes the Lord says, but also I have a meaning right now for you from the Scripture. And what the meaning is, the Lord will make clear to you as He would seem fit. It comes from Revelation, and it comes from when He's speaking to the church of Smyrna. But He's speaking to us as well. He said, the one thoroughly casting accusations, in other words, the devil, He is about to cast some of you into prison for the purpose that you will be tested. Some of you may well be headed toward testing. That it may not be a physical prison, but some hardship that you're either enduring right now or will endure, and it will be time of testing to see whether you will hold to your faith and pass it like God wants you to, or you'll turn away from the Lord. And the Scripture says you will be crushed for 10 days. And the Scriptures 10 can refer to completeness. You can have a complete crushing in this testing. Be completely crushed. And the Lord says, but now you become one having you become one having faith in Him until death. That's what Job learned, wasn't it? Even though He slay me, Job said, what? Yet, I'm going to trust in Him. And that, you want to know when your faith has been proven and tried and someone that God can count on? Can you count on God? Can you count on God? Is He one having faith? Can you count on Him? You can count on Him. The question is, can He count on you? One way is, if He sees and you know from your experience, you have been utterly crushed and you know in your depths of your being, even if it costs me my life and everything in life, I'm still going to trust in Him. You get to that point, you've passed the final. And you're going to experience what God wants for you in your life. And you're going to experience a special closeness with Him. And Jesus says in the passage in Revelation, if you do that, you know what I'll give to you? I'll give to you the crown of life. The crown of life. Those of us who believe in Him, we all have life. We all have eternal life in Him. But Jesus says, if you remain faithful to me, even unto death, I will give you the crown of life, which is another way again of saying you'll have a special closeness with me because you passed the test.